You watched the Jaguars-Steelers game in real time yesterday. What was your view of the Jags' performance?
A hungry team. A team that went out there, probably felt disrespected all week. Nobody gave them a chance. And a team that just played for each other. They knew they had the pieces to win, and they showed it. A team that plays probably as physical as anybody in the league. It's a really good football team that's going to come here ready to play and ready to win.
Jerron, I want to ask the same question to Matthew, but you guys are noted throughout the league as never saying anything negative about the other team. It just doesn't happen here. Jalen Ramsey guaranteed a win on Sunday. How do you react to that?
Hey, man, Jalen Ramsey's a good player. I mean, he talks a lot of trash. That's a part of his game, and you can't take it away from him. He's confident. He should be confident in his team. He has a really good football team. The top two AFC teams are left, and he's a part of one of them. So, I mean, his approach to the game is different than ours, but we can't knock him for it. We know they're going to come ready to play, and we just got to match their type of physicality and also just their emotion and their readiness to get ready to play.
Jerron, they really commit to the run in a way that a lot of teams don't anymore. What kind of adjustment do you guys have to make to that, knowing that, you know, there's not a lot of teams that use the fullback as much as they do and really try to batter teams that way? Is that an adjustment you guys are going to have to make?
I wouldn't say it's like a scheme adjustment or anything. I just think we got to just come ready to play. We know what they want to do. They want to run the ball. They average 141 yards rushing a game, which is a lot. And it shows you how much they want to stick to the run. And they should stick to the run. I mean, they have really good running backs. Their top three running backs are all big, strong, and physical, run really well. So, I mean, their running backs are a strength of their offense. So they rely heavy on them. We just got to come ready to set the edge, play physical in the run game, take on blockers, shed blockers, tackle, and just try to play physical. I mean, this is going to be a physical game, probably the most physical game we played this year, but we're going to need our physicality to win this game.
Blake Bortles.
He's a good quarterback. I mean, he does what they want him to do. He checks him, get him in the right place, makes the right throws, just tried to do his job effectively. And he did it at a high level yesterday. I mean, he made a lot of plays on third down, made him with his arm, made him with his feet. So, I mean, he's obviously somebody who feels comfortable in the system, plays well, and been making plays for him all year. So we know he's going to come ready to play. I mean, like he played yesterday. So we just got to come ready to match him.
Are there similarities?
Lane's 12th conference championship game. Mm-hmm. Just as a fan of the game, I mean, what are your thoughts on that number?
Well, it's his jersey number, so that's pretty cool too. But I would say it's a testament not only to Tom, but just this place, this organization. How each year is its own year. They literally try to just focus on one game at a time, one moment at a time, one practice at a time, one week at a time. Just literally we just try to do everything the right way. And Coach Belichick does a great job of just assuring that, making sure that we respect our opponents, respect the game the right way, and try to play the game the right way.
How much respect did you gain from the joint practices, seeing some of those young Jaguars in person going against them?
Oh, we knew from the beginning they were a good football team. You could just tell, and you could tell the mood around the team. They came up here, and instantly they wanted to show that they're a good football team, just like we're a good football team, and they did. I mean, we seen it then, and they didn't even have Jalen Ramsey and Calais Campbell practicing at the time. And they also, I think, lost Hearns during the week. So, I mean, we seen it. We knew they were going to be a good football team. And they just kept progressing, kept getting better. And that's the reason why they're here right now.
Jerron, following up on that point that you just made a moment ago, so they haven't had a winning record in about 10 years. But this year they turned it all around. Do you have any idea how that happened and what makes that?
I mean, well, they got a new coach. They got new management with Tom Coughlin. So, obviously, it's a change of mood. I remember talking to a couple of guys when they came up here. They said their practices were a lot different, a lot harder. They were grinding harder. They were grinding different. Just a lot of things change, and obviously that change has put them in the right direction. Got them playing great football, and that's the reason why they're here right now.
You're watching getting prepped for their offense, not their defense, but just as a defensive player, how much, whether it's momentum or just feeling good, comes when the defense scores?
Oh, it's a lot. I mean, defense isn't supposed to score, so obviously when you get a touchdown or any type of points from defensively, it does something to not just your unit but to the whole team. It's usually a momentum shift, brings a lot of energy, and when you score touchdowns, it takes pressure off the offense as well, and they've been able to score a lot of touchdowns this year, so it helps their offense out.
You kind of said it, like that's not your job on defense. Your job is to stop the other team from scoring. So how sort of rare is it for a defensive group to be able to do that consistently?
Oh, it's rare, and it has to do with just the players they have out there. That front they have, the linebackers, secondary, like their whole defense they have is a special unit. They play well together all year. Like you said, scoring touchdowns, picking off balls, strip sacking the quarterback, just creating turnovers. Helping out their offense when they can. I mean, they do a good job of playing complementary football, something that we pride ourselves on doing, and they do it at a high level. So that's one of the reasons why they had so much success just playing complementary football.
How much do you like talking to young guys? How much do you look forward to talking to young guys in your locker room at this time of year?
Me personally, I still consider myself a young guy. Year five, I mean, we got a lot of veterans in there. Tom, who's been through this, Dev, who's been through this. Slater, Hoyer. So I just try to just do my part. Just try to be consistent. I don't want to go around trying to give no speech about this, that, and the other, because at the end of the day, all we need to go out there and do is play good football. Be focused. Focus on your job. Focus on your technique. Focus on the fundamentals. Being aware in the game. So going around trying to give a rah-rah speech, nah, that's not how you win. You win by playing good football, and Coach Belichick lets us know that each and every day.
How aggressive they are defensively and how committed they are to running the ball. It seems like they play with a lot of attitude. Is that indicative to their style, would you say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, attitude, swag, confidence. They're a confident group, and they should be. I mean, the way they play, how hard they play, they deserve to play with that type of confidence, and they show it every time they step on the field.
Ron, you said you played 5 years. It is possible to play in the NFL and not go to the AFC Championship game, but for you, it seems like it's every year. Mm-hmm. Do you have to stop and pinch yourself and say, this is, like, unbelievable?
It's definitely unbelievable. But while you're in it, you're just trying to grind and win. And I would say the most important thing for me, although I know I'm extremely blessed to be in this position, we work to get here. We put a lot of work in from April all the way until now. How we practice, how we lift, how we train, how we go into the film rooms and study, how we stay after, how we're here all day. We put the work in, and it's no coincidence why we're here.
What makes them so difficult to defend in the red zone? I think they were about as good as anyone in red zone efficiency this year.
I would say they're committed to running the ball. If you can run the ball in the red area, that's one of the easiest ways to score. And Leonard Fournette is one heck of a back. Then you have Blake Bortles. When you're so committed to the run, play action is key there. Misdirection, boots. And I think just marrying those two up with how committed they are to the run game and then hitting some play action, it definitely helps them.
Why do you think Coach Belichick has been so successful? You know, you look at the playoff record books, and it's like his name's starting to become up at the top of all these categories. From a player's perspective, what do you think?
Like I said earlier, I mean, each year is its own year. Each day is its own day. And he does a great job of just literally focusing on what you're supposed to focus on that week. Not looking down the road, not looking in the rearview mirror, but focusing on the task at hand. And he does a great job of getting all his players to buy into that, and myself included, just focusing on the task at hand. And when you do that and put all your energy, your effort into that, it allows you to to have a good grasp on the game. It allows you to play the game the right way, respect the game, and he just does a great job of that.
You mentioned today, or you mentioned the play action with Fournette, and Matt Patricia earlier today with us also talked about the danger of trying to defend, trying to figure out a way to defend that. What is it? Is it execution? Is it personnel? What makes them so dangerous when it comes to play action?
I would say execution is one thing, and just how often they run the ball. I mean, think about it. When you're committed to the run as much as they are, when you lead the NFL in rushing, eventually people are going to try to get in that box, be heavy in the box, and kind of anticipate a lot of runs, a lot more runs. So when you run the ball five times in a row and then pop a play action in there, a lot of the defense is thinking it's going to be a run because you've been successful with the run. So their coaching staff does a great job of just mixing it in. And when he mixes it in, it creates big plays for them and allows their offense to keep moving down the field.
How difficult is that for you as the deep safety, is in terms of finding that balance, in terms of figuring out, okay, play action, what do I have to do?
Well, it just starts with me doing my job. Me being the deep safety, my job is to protect the deep ball and not let anything get behind me, whether it's run or pass. So I got to let the defense alignment and the linebackers do their job when it comes to stopping the run. And when the play action is comes up, I have to do my job and just protect the deep part of the field. It really goes down with everybody doing their job, everybody being reliable. And when every man does their job on the play, we'll be fine.
How much of an asset has it been to have Deron and Patrick, who with Deron he can cover, with Devin, he can cover half the field deep if he needs to, or all the field deep, but also he can move up, play closer to the line if need be, and those guys being so sure when it comes to tackling?
It's huge. I mean, I'm biased, but I really believe that Devin is the best safety in the league. I mean, what he does, he can cover receivers, cover tight ends, he can tackle. Play the middle of the field, good in zone. So when you have that type of versatility to be able to play deep, front, give the offense different looks, you kind of never know where he's going to be, Patrick included. Those two guys are just very versatile players who we can put in different positions week by week and count on them to make big plays and play that position at a high level.
I know you referenced this a little bit earlier, but in specifics to Fournette, a guy that big and that fast, how important is it? I know you faced a guy who's big as well, Henry. How important is it to make him sort of go horizontal as opposed to square shoulders and get?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's going to be very important. This is not a guy where you want to just have a hole open and him just go downfield and just hit it because, like you say, he's big, he's fast, he's strong. So he's a guy where you want to kind of make him stop his feet, bounce the ball, and just the main thing is going to be everybody getting to him and tackling. Do a good job of group tackling, and getting to the ball, try to force some turnovers.
What are some of the things that at this time of year, maybe you would have on your to-do list at a different time of the year, but you kind of push to when you're done?
I don't want to sound like a bad husband or a bad dad, but the only thing important right now is winning these games and putting everything and all my effort into it. My family, they know. I still try to be a good parent when I get home and a good husband, but these are important times to this team and to me because this is what we play for. We play to win. We play to win championships. So everybody's effort is going directly into this game, and that's across the board because this is an important week for us, and we want to make sure we give our best effort on Sunday.
Maybe I should ask someone else this, but, if someone needs a haircut or, you'll wait
oh,
on
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah. Nah, that's not even on the radar.
Did you feel for Marcus Williams on the Saints yesterday? That last play of that Vikings game was just shocking.
Yeah, it was a tough play for him. He's had a phenomenal year as a rookie safety. I mean, me playing free safety, you catch yourself watching other safeties and he's going to be a good young player. I mean, he made plays on the ball. He had an interception in the game, had a PBU. So he played well. It's unfortunate that one play is going to define that game for him. But all I can tell him is just keep fighting. Don't let that play define your career. Always remember that play because it'll always push you to keep grinding and hopefully push him to another level.
Attention did you pay to the Jacksonville secondary throughout the season, particularly those corners in Shuye and Ramsey?
Good amount. I mean, you catch yourself in the carryover watching film, so you see Jacksonville play, and that's a good group. I mean, Jalen Ramsey's a good corner. Bouye is a good corner. They got a lot of talent on that defensive side of the ball.
Thanks. Thanks. See you guys.